Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Of course, we've talked extensively about the storm that hit mid-Michigan last night and into this morning. We got a bird's eye view of what's gone on in Chicago. And, you know, the storm's heading up the East Coast and has been in the East Coast a bit. So wanted to kind of find out what was happening in that area of the country. Going out on the phone now to Michael Nguyen, who's in New York, New York. Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. I'm great. How are you doing today?
Now, you're a former New York City police officer, so we know we're going to get some pretty good information from you. What kind of weather are you having there right now?
Well, I'll tell you that today has certainly been unique. You know, the evening into this morning, I really didn't hear a lot of clatter outside, so I thought it wouldn't be too bad. And I thought, you know, what was all the ruckus about? And I stepped outside, and if you've ever stepped onto an ice skating rink without skates, then that was exactly what it felt like.
That's what I was hearing, and I was wondering if it was true that you weren't getting the large snowfalls. It was the ice that's kind of crippling the East Coast and the New York area.
It was. I had to slide on my shoes about a block to my car, you know, watching some folks fall down and get back up. And, you know, my car itself had about an eighth of an inch of thickness of the ice that just sheeted the entire car, including the windshield. So it wasn't so much the snow, but it was really the ice. And, of course, we're still recovering from the snowfall in the previous week. And, you know, I don't know if you've been in the city before, but the issue isn't so much the amount of snowfall, but where it all goes afterwards, because since the streets are small, there's nowhere to shovel it, and the snowfall could only be about 12 inches. But your car could be surrounded with about 2 to 3 feet by the time the street cleaners and snow sweepers get through.
And we talked about that here today. Of course, we're prohibited in the Lansing area from parking on the streets right now where they're cleaning up. But even in an area like this, it's not that big a deal. There's places to move cars to here. In Chicago, it's a little more serious on where you put your car. In New York City, are you kidding me? I mean, where are you going to move the cars off the streets? And I'm sure that's something they try to do, but, I mean, where do you put the cars?
Yeah, there really is no place, you know, and even in the area that I live, there's no parking garages or anything like that that's nearby. So, you know, the smart New Yorker will travel with a bucket of salt and a shovel in the back of the car because you literally have to dig yourself in and out of parking spots. So it sounds like I should have moved to Michigan instead.
Well, we'd love to have you here, Michael. We'd love to have you here. So snow, it's the snow from last week that we're talking about in terms of snow in New York. It's the ice that is just really slamming.
Right. It's the ice today, and there's about 2 days within the next 10 days where we're still expecting some scattered snow flurries and some rain as well. And, you know, and until we have a good thaw, you know, New York is really always going to be still dealing with the snow that came from not just a week ago, but maybe even 2 weeks ago. So it's been interesting, and it's definitely experience.
Where does the snow go? I mean, they have to load it up. Do they truck it out of the city?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because that is kind of a secondary effect that the snowfall has had on the city, that we've been using sanitation trucks from the Department of Sanitation, you know, trucks that would normally move trash for us to move snow. So the first time we got hit pretty badly, it caused a delay of pickup of trash. So there was a buildup of trash on sidewalks and streets, you know, which was really noticeable to anybody that was coming through the neighborhood. You know, what's going on with this place? But I think we're getting a better handle of it, and I think the city's doing a much better job after our first snowfall.
What about power outages? Of course, anytime you're talking about ice, that's always the danger with power lines and so forth. Have you been seeing a lot of that?
You know, actually, so far we've been pretty lucky, and we haven't had any power outages, at least that I've experienced. So far, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You said as you headed out this morning, I can't imagine how long it takes to get that kind of ice off your car and get all the windows clear enough to be able to see and drive.
Yeah, you've got to have a little bit of forearm strength because if you don't, it's going to be a hard way to chip through that ice. And you know, you can't be afraid to go you know, really scrape that pretty hard. I felt like I might be possibly breaking a window. You know how thick the ice was, but it is dangerous and it is a little bit of a hazard, and you can get cited by local police, you know, if you haven't cleared off all the snow or ice off your vehicles. That creates hazards on the highways and roadways, you know, as it falls off and hits other motorists.
We have sidewalk ordinances here for clearing snow and so forth. What about ice and so forth? Are the city responsible for the sidewalks there, or homeowners in the area?
Well, the sidewalks themselves, the homeowners are responsible for it. And in the snowfall previously, you know, the mayor had even come out and asked New Yorkers to go ahead and try and clear those as quickly as possible because of the temperature drops throughout the day. So the city does a good job, though, in suspending what we call alternate side street parking so that people can do street cleaning and trash pickup. However, they do that to the convenience of the residents, but at the same time, trucks do still need to come by to sweep snow and stuff like that. So it's not a perfect system, but I think everyone's doing the best job they can given the conditions.
Once you got the car cleared off today and got the ice off the windshield and warmed up a bit, how was the driving? I assume the roads are, you know, they've got the same ice and stuff. I mean, salt only goes so far when you've got temperatures so low.
Well, the main streets are pretty lucky. We're pretty lucky with most of the main streets and the major highways. There were no real conditions there. You know, other than just a generally rainy day, that's pretty much most of what I think New Yorkers were experiencing. There were some small accidents here and there that were blocking traffic that I had seen, but fortunately nothing too significant and no huge pileups or anything of that nature.
When you were out and about, you said you were sliding and saw some you know, other people out trying to get the day going. Were you pleased to see folks helping each other? A lot of times storms like this and excessive conditions, ice and snow and so forth, kind of bring out the best in people sometimes.
I absolutely agree. I think that even, the stereotype that I think we get as New Yorkers, that's not always true. Some of us are pretty nice, but I think that, you know, people were helping each other out, you know, especially when it comes to shoveling walkways and, cars that are spinning their tires trying to get out of parking spots. And, you know, business and building owners will come out and help friends rock their cars out or dig a little bit. And, I think people try where they can. There's only so far where you can go when there's nowhere to put the snow.
What about closings in the area of you know, any like government buildings closings or school with the ice or anything like that?
Sure. There's been a lot of accommodation for that. And, some of the universities here have been on 2-hour delays. Even down in Philadelphia, some of the schools have, a lot of the schools have had delays and closings and things of that nature. We're starting to get to the point where, though, if we continue to have more snow days and more ice days, I've heard that some schools are relooking at, kind of postponing getting out of school in the summertime or cutting short spring breaks. Just so that they can keep the number of days in school that they're required to.
Oh, you know how popular that'll be.
Yeah, a lot of people were unhappy with that. So,
is New York home for you, Michael?
It's not actually. My home of record really is in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. So I keep up with my folks down there, and they've been hit a lot with snow and ice as well. But I moved here when I left active duty military to become a police officer.
Aha. So I did see today that the Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania was getting just nailed.
It's been tough down there from what I've seen, and from what I've heard. And I've told my mom, if you don't have to leave the house, it's not worth it.
There you go. Are you enjoying New York City? Most people who go there and live there absolutely love it.
I did. It's a city unto itself, and there's no other place like it in the world. And, 5-6 years ago, I would have never have said that I would live here. And I've since returned to military duty here in New York, and it's a great place. It's an exciting place. And, I'll tell you that I think that it's still worth it given the ice and the snow. I still think that I'd live here. And you guys are always welcome to come and visit.
Well, there you go. Did you say Marines?
I'm in the Army.
Oh, the Army. I thought you said active duty military, and I misunderstood. I'm sorry. Hoo-ah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for your service, Michael, and thanks for giving us a heads up on what's going on in New York City. I certainly appreciate you being with us tonight and catching us up on that part of the country.
Hey, thanks a lot, Cheryl, and I'm your new biggest fan in New York now.
Well, I'll take that, and we may take up on that visit, and the same goes here in Michigan.
Okay, thanks very much, ma'am.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Michael Nguyen, New York, a former New York City police officer, and in the Army now. He's in the Army now. I want to thank him so much for that. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.